American Linden, from Songs of Love and Loss. Sopra e basso, sempre due cose, inizia così il movimento del nostro mondo. Above, below, always with two begins the movement of our world. It was a blessing to be out in the open, out of her studio. She watched the leaves of the linden, how they were beginning to lose their shine and give themselves to the duller surfaces and more serious work of making summer wood. May was her month, she felt, the month which did not so much end as dovetail with a long whispering diminuendo far into the breadth of June. That is how she felt, full crown of heart-shaped leaves, alternating gracefully on the twigs as a counterpoint of voices in a choir, moving all leaves together. This was texture, pure space. Time, she knew, could be such a bore, having to sit patiently at the keyboard, or worse, listening to others play, until she had all five or six voices flowing in her hands. But the linden, with its bands of shimmering leaves, was simply there, all at once. She could so easily move from whole to single, trembling leaf, and back again. Was this a woman's space? She asked herself. Men, she knew, were wont to compare leaves on a tree to pages in a book, pages upon which something must be composed. But to hear the sound the linden makes in May was for her to feel the same afternoon wind move across her smooth skin, tapping toes barefoot in cool grass, listening to the slow rhythmic waves of sound. She looked down into the score she had brought with her. She found her fingers rehearsing the movements, going over them again and again. That's it, she thought, erasing a figure that had never quite felt right. From her grandmother, she had learned to speak to her thumbs like a pair of stout twins, anchoring the rest of a large family, but just as easily stumbling a bit behind the others. There, she thought aloud, her right hand running off the page like a robin, then stopping just as abruptly. Would she dare, she thought anxiously, tonight? Suddenly she was full of fear. Tonight was going to be her night, her concert, hers. She repeated the fingering, right hand and left, again and again, then singing the melody as she moved. Yes, yes, she conducted herself, letting the score fall to the ground. Like someone suddenly aware of time as measured by the clock, she stopped, looked up and up to her feet, running under the linden tree like a frightened little girl hiding herself from intruders. Was that why he never left the studio? Towards the end, no more concerts, just recordings. Was it going to rain? She took hold of a leaf as the wind shook the tree, never before seeing the pale green of the finger-like bracts just below the unopened blossoms. She could sense a much older woman than herself collecting them for fall teas. She opened her eyes. Have to go now. Practice. Prepare. Even as a small girl, this had been all she had ever known. Tonight was going to be her night, hers. Running back to the house, almost forgetting her other papers, all the letters that needed attending to, she could hear the music now within her, as if completely surrounded by it. It somehow above it, as if she were listening from both in and outside the sound. Hearing it as a clear crystal, taken in on all its sides in but a single breath. Would he be there tonight? She asked herself. Would he? She had sometimes noticed how, in a full hall with the lights dimmed, she would unexpectedly look up from the keyboard and see her lips begin to move with the sound of a slight accent, a face that seemed to emit a presence entirely its own. Would he be? She looked back and saw that the leaves of the tree were quiet now. Faces in the crowd, so close, so intimate, yet anonymous and so far away. She pressed the score to herself as never before, composed herself carefully, and was ready for whatever the night would bring.